Good morning. My guests this morning are Sarah Gray and Mary Vaughan from ArtStart. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
A masquerade party for art. What a perfect reason to have a masquerade party. And it's happening on the 19th of October.
Next Saturday.
At the De Turk Round Barn. So talk about that. Talk about the Round Barn and talk about the event both.
I'm going to have Mary talk about the De Turk Round Barn.
Okay. She just did, right?
Well, first of all, this is a wonderful program for young artists from all walks of life that apply each April to come into the summer program to make public art for Sonoma County. That's something to talk about in and of itself.
Right.
But the beauty of this Saturday is that we are going to support this young artist program by throwing a party for art in this amazing historic round barn, kind of parallel off of Wilson Street on Donahue. It's worth a $25 ticket just to come and see that historic building. But what will be taking place in this building, we gave it a theme of masquerade this year, but you'll see young artists' work that they have volunteered many hours to do. It's on a high level for these young artists, and it's the best kept secret in Santa Rosa in terms of coming and bidding on beautiful pieces of art that a lot of times are functional, like chairs, cabinets, things like that. But it's just a great, great party for art for young artists in our county.
So lots of different sorts of art and art-related materials be auctioned.
Absolutely. These kids are hired to come in to make beautiful large-scale murals, mosaics, sculptures that are that beautify our county. They're from all walks of life. They're chosen based on a portfolio. It's a collaborative team effort that happens every summer. But what you'll see at the Round Barn this Saturday are pieces that they really felt strongly about and wanted to do in order to raise money for our program.
People should remember, too, that this is a silent auction, which means they don't have to raise their hands or say, I'll bid $5 or something like that.
It can get pretty heated, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People can start elbowing each other out of the way to get to that little piece of paper on the side of the artwork where people are entering their bids.
And I think we will be seeing a lot of that this Saturday. The work is outstanding this year.
How many individual pieces?
Well, there were 15 on display at Art Trails last weekend, but Saturday night you'll see around 60 items. From beautiful, beautiful tables to chairs to mirrors, that kind of thing. And then there are just some sort of straightforward pieces of art that are based on art history. Those of you who love the work of 1930s Art Nouveau, a lot of our young painters love that style. And so we investigate that, research it, and then we figure out an item to make. So there's sort of a Mooka-esque look to a couple of these. They're really people, eye catchers, wonderful.
So how many young people have worked in the last little while? How many How many people
do
you have right now?
These kids are extraordinary because we actually pay them a little bit to come, like an internship. And it used to be when the economy was better, we had something like 45 kids that would be chosen out of maybe 100 portfolios. This last summer, I think we just hit the 30 kids. And several of those were interns who didn't get paid or anything but just wanted to be part of the program, and their portfolios were strong.
So I suspect a lot of these kids are people who are really going to go on in the arts, that this is the start of their creative life.
You know, that's a good point. A lot of them do. A lot of them don't. But, of course, the beauty of art is that it teaches skills that other subjects don't teach, like problem solving and collaborative teamwork.
Right. And it can apply to any career.
And life is art anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. There are some wonderful stories of what kids have gone on to do that are unusual and unique. And so,
well, that's a great program. Mm-hmm. It's so nice that our relatively small community has such a great program for the arts for young people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in art a long time. I make a living as an artist, and there are three programs in the country I know about that are like this, and we're one of three.
Great.
So it's unusual.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Let's tell people that this is Art Starts Masquerade Party for Art on October the 19th at the De Turk Round Barn. For information, a telephone number, 546-2345. Online, you can go to artstart.us. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.